Good morning, biatches. Who wants a sausage? We do. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I wanna go up. Okay, now you all want to sing. Now.
My favorite artist.
I want like a microphone like she does in the video and just start flipping on
the. You know, the funny thing is I've never seen the video before.
Really?
Yeah, so sorry. Even hello, everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race Season 9. I'm your host, Kenny Harrison, also known as the Good Witch of the East. Sitting next to me, and I'll discuss this later. Sitting next to me is the Good Witch from the North.
Galinda. No, 1, 2, 3, Jackie B.
And on the far end is the Good Witch from the South.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
Hey guys, it's Jay Ellis.
And finally, we have the Wicked Witch of the West.
How do I always get this?
You're still alive when the movie starts.
I know. I told you, I got a house and the bitch stole my shoes, so.
And I said, who would want those flip-flops?
There's a story behind this. Who are you?
I am Mark J. Freeman, a.k.a. Lorraine Love.
And we have a special engineer back with us.
Yay!
Sexy Lexi. Say hi, Alexis.
What up, bitches?
Yeah!
Hey, girl. Coming nice strong. To have you back.
I know, it's so good to be back. It feels like if this is right.
We love you.
Yeah.
It feels right.
So, you guys in the chat room, you guys are already going off, so thank you for joining us.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
We have Peter Rabbit in the chat room.
And Jackie, you want to explain?
Yes. Everybody got a bag that meant something to me about them, and then everybody got a My Little Pony. Everybody
the bags are different.
Everybody got a sausage.
Oh. So I'm fish?
Yes, you're fish.
I'm the fishy one.
I'm a unicorn.
And Kenny is
I'm
the
sea bottom.
King seahorse.
And I got sausage.
Right? Is that a bottom?
Yeah.
Isn't that like the universal symbol for bottom?
Yes.
Is that right?
And you wonder why I call this bitch the Wicked Witch of the West.
I like this bag, okay?
I like it too. I'm not, I thank you. I really appreciate it. I like your bunny ears.
Thank you.
And it was funny because I was telling Jackie before we went on air, I did an Easter basket for my guest that was in the studio, and I bought him a Pez, and as I was buying, I was like, I should buy myself a Pez because I like Pez. And then I gave it in. I had a My Little Pony Pez. My Little Pony Pez, and then.
Yeah.
And then tea for Tati.
Tea for Tati. And what else we got here? Right,
and then it's
Kinder.
I did that because your husband's German.
Yes, Kinder's the best. If you guys haven't had Kinder chocolate, go get some.
No, but I have Tinder.
Kinder Bueno white chocolate is my favorite.
What else we got?
Wait, where's the sausage you guys are talking about?
I got sausage.
You should have a sausage.
I should have a sausage.
I got summer sausage, spicy.
If you didn't.
Spicy beef.
I misplaced it.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
It's summer sausage, spicy.
You know,
beef.
We should put all of
that
them
was
together
my in high
to
school.
Make one big sausage.
Your name was summer sausage, spicy beef.
Kenny just was a rough.
That's your porn name, Mark?
No, I said it was my nickname in high school.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for my lovely
thank
basket.
You, Jackie.
So last week I totally dropped the ball. Jackie gave me some shout outs to give, and so
I didn't give them.
So Jackie's gonna do them right now. So Jackie, go ahead.
So Eric, these are shout outs from iTunes. So thank you guys for commenting on iTunes. Eric Ginsburg, who's been watching since season 3, says carry on the true Kiki. He's from Tennessee.
Woohoo!
Hi Eric.
We have Mab4285, who says this is their favorite Drag Race after show.
Thank you.
And then just shout outs to other people on Twitter, Tina Horka and Lauren Rose.
Nice.
Lauren Rose and, well, never mind, I don't want to give her location, but she's great.
Why not?
Is this bad if I say people live in a certain state?
No. Not if you give out their address, you know, Mark's address.
Yeah.
That's why you guys don't have my address.
This is very true. This past Monday, we had the privilege of...
You went to eat the balls first.
Yeah.
Well, of course I'm just pointing
I got
out.
The balls and the sausage, so I'm going to put them all together now. The four of us had a group field trip.
Oh, Alexis, we sent you the photos.
Mark, tell them where we went.
We went to Hamburger Mary's in West Hollywood.
And who did we see?
An official sponsor of RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's Untucked. We saw Miss Nina Bonina Brown.
It was absolutely
and here's
nothing.
A picture of all of us at in our booth.
How cute.
At Hamburger Mary's. Oof. And then we also have a photo
of... You look cute!
Lighting was rough on me.
You can see all my gray
hair. It was rough on you. I look white-tastic.
You can't even see my eyes.
And then we have one with Nina, too. We took one after the show. There she is, Nina Bonina Brown. She was fantastic.
And if you're watching Nina, thank you for... when she was doing her number, we were sitting kind of close to the back.
Yeah.
And as she made her way back, she kind of noticed us sitting there.
It was hysterical because she kind of took a beat, like, wait a minute. What are you guys doing here? It was fun.
Right.
It was fun. She was great. She was very... appreciative of the love we send her.
I'm really going to try to stay unbiased for the rest of the season, but I love her so much.
I know, right?
Yeah. I don't know. And the great thing is that she's making it really easy to love her. So
she is. She
I'm
is.
Happy about that. Yeah.
You know, the one thing I was thinking of when I was watching this episode, and sorry to like jump ahead, but
I don't care.
You know, I've already seen fan art, a lot of fan art of Nina, and now there's like fan art of her outfit with the boobs from the other night. And as you know, I'm a fan of the boobs.
Clearly.
I like your necklace.
Now I'm looking at her boobs.
Yeah. Well, my mom might have to buy that.
As you should, Kenny.
Thank you.
As you should.
Thank you. My mom would be proud.
But I was thinking, you know, they talked about in the last Untucked how they were excited for the fan art, and you really have to do an outfit that stands out to be able to get fan art. And so for me, that's what Nina is bringing, those outfits that people want to draw for fans.
Well, and I don't want to get too ahead either, but that's... I mean, you could obviously tell from her Meet the Queen that she was standing out visually. Mm-hmm. And I still think, whether you think that her outfit fit the challenge or not, she still stood out. You remembered her, you talked about her. And we all know in television that's what matters the most. So, just saying.
Having said that, let's go and recap this episode. All right. Was episode 4. I wrote down 3 by mistake. It was Good Morning, Bitches. What can I say? I thought overall, it was an alright episode.
The thing that did bother me was, I guess they're playing drinking games, and every time we say the thing is, someone's drinking.
Devin tweeted us that he has a bottle of champagne, so anytime Rip or Here's a Thing comes up.
The running was...
That's the
people watching did
that? We have a drinking game.
So everyone in the chat room, go ahead and get your bottles of wine out and start drinking when we start ripping.
Eat some candy, drink some wine.
I'm gonna actually eat my chocolate. What were you saying, Jackie? Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying that the runway was too short. I kept like pausing it. It was driving me crazy.
I hate that they do the super mega fast one.
Here's the thing.
Take a drink.
There was no mini challenge. There was no shemale.
Are they just not doing mini challenges this season?
I think this is my problem.
I don't like that.
This is my problem with not having a mini challenge, because. This was a group challenge, so in order to determine and to be fair about picking teams, a mini challenge would have been cool to determine winners from that, and then have those two people, whether as opposed to the previous winner and Aja was the other captain. I just didn't. I don't know.
I think when we get whittled down, we're still gonna have the reading with the glasses. We're gonna have puppets. We're gonna have like the classic ones. I think they're gonna get there as soon as we get less queens in the competition.
Right.
Because right now we have a lot still. Yeah. I'm waiting for that double elimination still.
Right.
But you're not bitter.
I always say, take them out 2 at a time. Let's get this.
So we have.
Someone said I should have gotten you guys a root chocolate bar. I'm sorry. Do you know how much those cost? They're like $45 for a bar.
What
kind?
RuPaul's chocolate bars. I went to the pop up shop and I was like, oh, RuPaul, I love you, but this is like $10 for a chocolate.
No.
So real quick, the two teams, Good Morning Bitches, was Aja, Valentina, Shay, Sasha, Alexis, and Farrah.
Mm-hmm.
And not on today was Trinity, Peppermint, Charlie, Cynthia, Eureka, and Nina. Mm-hmm.
The thing that Aja did that I thought was smart is she saw Valentina as her top competition and picked her for her team.
Now, I wonder,
thought that was smart.
I wonder, because Trinity ended up with Eureka on her team, I wonder if there was a little bit of dick in the soup.
She said, and I even wrote it down, she said she wanted Rue to see that she can work with anyone.
But
whether that's true or not, it's a whole other story, but... That's what she said.
But I think that, we know that there has been some friction between the two of them, but are the judges aware of, like, what's going on?
I don't know if they're aware of that.
Well, at this point, they have to know that the audience is watching Untucked, because the whole conversation of them walking into the workroom was a carryover from Untucked, where Aja's like, I'm talking about you, and Valentina's like, she can talk what she wants, but I'm going to stay focused on the competition. So if you didn't have that context, like, knowing what happened on Untucked, we wouldn't really know that there was that much fire between them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think they're depending on Untucked really being a part of our viewership now.
Speaking of Untucked, I didn't get a text from you this week.
I know, I'm sorry. Did you guys watch? I hope you did.
I almost, because after I found it, I was like, I should text the Secretary of Drag and let her know.
I was busy.
She is up for busy elimination doing what? Night.
I was with family this weekend until I came to talk about drag queens with you guys.
Oh, you have family?
I do. Okay. They didn't leave me yet.
Okay. All right. So the challenge was a Good Morning America / Today Show.
What type. I would not have given to do this episode.
No, here's...
Like, that's
okay.
All I kept thinking. It's like, oh, why couldn't I be
you
on
guys.
This
I love having this kind of competition because then I can look in the camera and say, this is hard shit to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It drives me crazy when people comment on our video and they're like, why didn't you guys do this? Why didn't you guys do that?
Oh, you mean
we're
like
live.
Us?
We're not. Yeah, us. Oh. We're live. We're not edited. And this just shows how hard it is, how professionals can't even do this.
Oh, that's
like,
true.
This is hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a guest one time come in and be like, oh, they'll edit this out, right? I was like, honey, this is live.
No, this is
like,
it.
You are not getting edited. That is it.
Okay, so this is live. Thanks for telling me.
We waited until season 9 to tell you.
Caffeine before coming.
Well, you didn't know what cunt meant, so I wouldn't laugh too hard.
I still don't
know. So they had a live broadcast. I don't know where it broadcast
right?
live.
That was the thing that I didn't get.
I thought it was interesting.
Broadcasting live from RuPaul's basement.
I know. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I thought it was... Okay, here's the thing. They spent...
Someone's got a drink.
Yeah, drink up. They spent the entire, like 7 minutes of a whole segment with Trinity and her team, and it was just back and forth. And I think I got it. After, like, 2 minutes of it, I'm like, I don't really need to sit here and watch the whole thing.
The argument.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. It was just like...
Agreed? No, I liked Eureka raising her hand. This is
me
raising my hand.
Yeah.
They just wanted to show the friction.
And I love when Trinity cut her off and she said, oh, you didn't raise your hand.
Yeah.
It was fun.
But then, so we didn't even get to see the other team at work.
So because we saw that they worked well together. So it's, but we always, I mean, it's the same thing with the cheer thing. Like, we want to see the team that's having more conflict. The good team working together is not what we want to see.
I would have liked to have seen more of the practice,
the
just
process.
To show the process. Yeah. To show why it was then when they went live, some people fucked up so badly. Like, what was happening during the process that happened?
Well, we've all addressed these need to be an hour and a half with this many. Like, they're just packed. The runway was so fast. Like, these episodes are going so quickly that we're not given that. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have, like, runway critiques, anything. Like, it was very quick. So I would have liked to see it, too. It's just I don't know where they would have put it.
Now, I have a question. Do you guys think that the scripts, did they come up with their own material or were they given material?
I think they were given, like, they had to have known
like
that they were going to have those photos.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I would assume that, and then they probably had to come up with what they were going to say.
Kind of like improv or ad lib or have an idea, like bullet points, basically.
Yeah. Did you think that Trinity was a leader or a dictator?
Well, she was a dictator.
But it was weird because we've had other queens in the past do the same thing where it's like, you do this, you do that, you do this, now, and then it works out well. So I don't know.
Here's my issue with Eureka, though, and I know Mark wanted to bring something up with Eureka. In the Untucked, someone asked her, did you like the role that you were given? And she was like, after it was done, I thought it was perfect. It was tailor-made for her. Mm-hmm. And I think... Given the dictatorship, I think Trinity did a good job handing out the parts.
Well, Eureka wanted to have that ghetto fish kind of thing, and I think that her Nina came up with that concept. Again, we're not really clear, but I think that they had a DIY section, and they decided on themselves, let's do a DIY drag for cheap, and that way they can incorporate that character that Eureka wanted to do. So I don't really know if that was Trinity's call. I think it was more Eureka had a character already, and they were just given that segment.
Right.
That's my opinion.
I thought they were the funniest part of it.
Hands down.
In both of the DIY sections, those were the funniest.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
Those
yeah.
are the funniest.
I mean, I did like Shay and Sasha's as well, but I did think Eureka and Nina were just it just seemed to flow better.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed like it worked.
It felt it didn't feel like it was overly rehearsed.
Well, I think another thing I liked about it is that it dealt with drag.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Whereas theirs was, you know...
Well, they were selling Rue's chocolate.
Yeah, right.
So, which Jackie refused to buy at $45.
It didn't work. Yeah, it didn't work.
$45. I also tried to find chocolate starfishes. That turned out to be a disaster.
Don't forget the tuck.
What about the tuck?
Oh, is that Trinity? She had to go retuck? Is that what they're talking about? I don't know.
I have no idea. Okay, so... I feel in the challenge... I'm talking about Good Morning
you
Bitches.
You feel personally attacked?
I don't feel attacked. I never feel attacked. Peppermint was the worst, hands down. I think she'd have been the bottom two.
On the runway?
She was in the worst.
Oh, yeah.
The runway was really bad.
I'm talking about on the challenge. We'll get to the runway, but...
Oh, I didn't think she was the worst in the challenge.
Oh, I don't know.
She stumbled quite a few times.
Yeah.
And... And what bothered me was that the $8.
They're correcting you. They're not 45. They're $8.
That's still expensive
candy bar, right?
I mean,
that stuff better be like Godiva and filled.
And
with,
it's not.
Like,
I can guarantee you that.
Rum.
I'll take my Kinder chocolate.
What bothered me was that the judges liked her more than Trinity, and I think they both sucked. But I think. Peppermint just was kind of like
Maxi, like the Maxi challenge.
Yeah, I like your Maxi pad. You should put on.
But it kind go ahead. It kind of falls on Trinity's shoulders just because she was group leader. So I think that they felt like more of the responsibility was put on her.
Really?
I liked that. In the past, we've all discussed like should the group leader go down for the group going down, and I like that it happened this time because I do think. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I do think it's on the group leader to bring the group.
I do too.
Together.
Mm-hmm. Well. And I will give her, sorry, now I'm eating Jackie's chocolate.
That's what I was hoping Jay would jump in, because he's the only one not eating.
I did.
Sorry.
It was funny, because I was telling you about my friend who texted me that he's done with the show. He actually called me today, and we were talking about the episode, and I said, whether you like Trinity or not, what I liked about this episode in particular is that she knew that she was in charge. She took responsibility for almost all of it. And she was willing to go lip sync for her life and do the best that she could. Agreed. Like she has a drive. She wants to do this. She wants to do it the best she can. Whether it's something she thinks she's good at or not, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. I'm going to try and get this done. Now imagine them casting 14 like that. What a great show this could be. And that's what bothers me is that that's not what you get. Yeah. You get one or two like that. And everybody else who says, well, I get to be part of this sorority now, and I can say that I've done the show, and now I get a bigger booking fee. That's whatever. And if you're one of them, fantastic. But I want to watch 14 Trinities. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to watch.
But the problem,
wait,
I
Trinity?
Think...
Well, she's the one that has the drive.
She has the drive.
But like Trinity and Eureka, and that's why they clash. They both have that drive. They both want to be on the show. They want that title. They want that crown. That's what they want. That's what the show should be. People fighting tooth and nail to get that crown on their head.
But then you're going to have, like, if you have 14 of those queens, somebody's got to go home every week. And it's going to
make, so what?
And it's going to make the competition hard.
But that's what I loved about season two.
That's
is
the
that
point.
There were so many people that I loved and I was connected to, and you don't want them to go home. And you know somebody has to go home. And it's just like, oh my God, no, every week. So it doesn't happen just once a season. It happens every episode.
I feel like we had this conversation where I was telling Mark
how... Why do you get so hot about it?
I don't know either. But I remember saying to either one of you two on the end that I feel as though there's not one person that really stands out until last night, which was... Or this past episode, which was Trinity. So I don't really feel like there's really one person that I can see. Like, last season, we saw Bob and Kim Chi. You kind of knew... That they were going to go
far. No, but this is going to be like a Jinx Monsoon season where you see, you kind of have somebody like...
Come out
like
of nowhere.
Like a Jinx Monsoon come out of nowhere and you're like, whoa, around the like fifth episode or something, this hits you and that's the person that you know at this point is going to win.
Speaking of which, did anyone catch that Jinx Monsoon documentary?
I didn't.
I didn't.
Well, it's on Logo and I don't have Logo anymore.
Okay, I was just wondering.
If you have, in this chat room,
let me know if it's worth watching.
Be surprised if you can find it online or on their website too. But
what do we think about the other team? Is there anything else to discuss with the actual challenge?
I think Sasha and Shay did a great job.
I thought it was funny.
However, I feel like they were planned out, like that would never happen on live TV, like the
writing.
But
I didn't care at that point. I was like, they're having fun and they're enjoying the challenge. And it was it was engaging and fun.
Yeah, and you could tell that they, Shay said it, we were leaning on each other, and you could see that. You could see there, especially when Shay got... the food in her mouth and she started messing up and stuff. And Ross even said, sometimes there's real gold in mistakes.
That's the magic.
You just have to find it. And she did.
Yeah. And
she did.
I thought with, I'm sorry, but Aja looked very unsettling in that challenge. I didn't like her makeup or look, but Valentina looked good.
I felt like Aja was stumbling a lot too.
Yeah, she was. She struggled.
She got lucky because they kept it a group.
Yeah.
But Alexis surprised me and Farrah was just kind of middle of the pack again for me this week. I mean, she didn't do anything great. She didn't do anything bad in the challenge. But they held it together, and their interview with Naya Rivera
was really good.
It was fun.
Yeah.
They kept it light. And I thought she was great
on the show this week too. Who? Like her. Naya Rivera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think Charlie Coyne, thank you for joining us. It's time to go to commercial.
Yeah. I was like, so I actually appreciated the fact that she saw it and she tried to do it.
Right.
She just didn't do it properly. But she should have said, oh my gosh, we looks like we've run out of time, you guys, and like kind of toss it over to Trinity.
What if we do that at the end of our show today? Just say, okay, we're just gonna end.
Alexis, just so you know, we're just gonna stop.
Do you
just
guys
pull
remember,
the plug.
We used to do commercials at AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
Like, let's go to commercial right now.
Go to commercial, go to commercial! Like,
from executive producer, Maria Menounos.
Oh, it's so good to have you back, Alexis.
I love Alexis.
One of our fans, Andrew Humphrey, tweeted at me a video where Charlie kind of explains some of the things that was going on. Like, she had a cracked rib, which was she was having a hard time
Who?
Moving. Charlie.
Oh.
She had a cracked rib from that the cheerleading thing. So she was having a hard time sleeping and having a hard time moving.
Okay.
And also apparently they switched out like one of the cue cards at the end, which was why there was some of that confusion. Which to me is
like a setup.
Dick in the suit.
However, if it's live, shit like that happens.
And I think if I were in that position, I would think that was part of the challenge and be like, well, they're testing me to see how I roll with this because they want to know how I can do.
Right.
And I think Charlie, like Lagan just said that she's learned from this show that she is not a on-the-fly type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Charlie's so polished and likes to make her own cuts, her own edits, that this was probably a rough challenge for her. But I still, when we get to the lip sync, I have a different opinion about that.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I think the challenge itself, Charlie was just like not used to. I mean, she was like, look, this is the line. Like, read it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She couldn't improvise.
I thought Cynthia got a free pass, too.
Who?
Cynthia Lee.
They were saying that in the chat room, too.
Oh.
They were saying that in the chat room,
too. You guys agree? Well, I agree with everyone in the chat room, then.
Yeah.
I thought she was good in the challenge.
I thought the on-camera stuff, she did. And I thought she handled it very well for somebody who was having to deal with, you know, Charlie, you know?
But then again, I mean, some people are, when they're on, and you put a camera in front of them, and not meaning reality camera, like a challenge camera, and they can exceed, whereas other people aren't, so...
I do think there's a level of practice in there. I do think that if you see, for AfterBuzz, if you see a host...
We've been doing this forever, we still fuck up.
No. But I'm saying that if you see a host who just started versus a host who's been here for a long time, you are going to see a little bit of a difference in how understanding how certain things are handled.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can say that.
But Cynthia, to be fair, has been on the show before, which would have already boosted her career to a level where if she came back, she does have a slight advantage.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we done with the challenge?
Yeah. I want to quickly interject. We were talking about the Jinx Monsoon documentary. They said in the chat room that it is on Amazon Prime, if you have Amazon Prime.
I have Amazon Prime. So
there you go.
So we move into our mirror moment.
So many moments.
There were
so many mirror moments.
That's someone in the chat room said that, too. They're like, because it was all mirror moments.
Yeah.
I feel like this like messed up Charlie's mojo, too, because she was thinking about all the people she knows that died of. Of AIDS.
Yeah.
And I also think it's good to bring it up on the show. I think the last person who brought up something like that was Chad Michaels.
Trinity.
Trinity
Bonet.
Did she bring it up?
Well, it was brought up.
Oh, okay.
Because they were talking about her status. Well, she brought up the fact that she was positive.
No, I was talking about the AIDS crisis in the 80s when it first came out. The last person I remember bringing it up was Chad Michaels.
I think it
really was devastating to that community.
And I think, and I don't want to get on a soapbox, but I think the younger generation, meaning like, I was born on the end of Generation X, so I got to experience the end of the actual crisis, meaning like the 80s, 90s, where being positive and having AIDS was a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's kind of a, I don't want to get preachy, but there's now, we live in a time where you can take a pill and, you know, it's no longer a death sentence, which is great, but we still have to take care of ourselves, and we still have to take care of each other. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I thought it was a great moment. I'm glad that Charlie brought it up, or somebody brought it up. I don't even remember who brought it up. But I think it is important to know where you are now and not to forget the past.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to get heavy on this, but you know, that's what I have to say, and now I'm stepping down. From my soapbox, anybody else want to interject?
Nope.
Okay.
Move on.
We also saw Aja and Valentina get into it a little bit.
Yeah. And which Valentina said, don't focus on me, focus on you.
Which, I mean, that is just...
She's classy, the way she handles things.
I mean, you would think at 25, because I would have engaged with her a little bit. Because, first of all, you got a little bitch with me in Untuck, and now we're bringing it back to this, you know, this bitterness. Like, let it go. Like,
is this Aja and Valentina?
Yeah, like, let it go.
I like that Aja apologized, saying, like, where it came from, like, the apology and stuff.
Yeah.
The real one for me was the eating disorder. That was Eureka and Sasha.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that?
I mean, I do think, I don't, I honestly don't think Eureka is trying to be vicious. I think she just comes off that way. And I do feel a little bad for her. I know people are bad-mouthing her in the chat room. Not bad-mouthing her, but, you know, mad at her in the chat room. But I just, I don't know. I don't think that was her intention to get them roughed up. And I think she just doesn't know how to say it in a way that it doesn't come across as being mean or insensitive.
I just think it just escalated. It got big out of nowhere. And again, we've talked about this before, how hypersensitive we are as a culture. And like, you know, like I'm now, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of like, not hate mail for what are, you know, comments about my HIV soapbox, but we live in a time where the smallest little thing, whether it's malicious or said jokingly, that you get attacked for it. And yeah. You're labeled as whatever.
Yeah.
And I think there's a fine line between, you know, being hypersensitive and just kind of rolling with punches.
I do think it's important to listen to each other, though, and that was the thing I noticed in Untucked. It's like, neither one of them was willing to listen to the other. It's like, one of you needs to pause and talk, and then the other person needs to pause and talk, because that's why it escalated, because neither one of them was listening to the other one.
Yeah.
I also, I don't think Eureka's comment was meant that way, but I think that when somebody does come with you, like when Sasha says, that offended me, then you just drop it and say, I'm really sorry that offended you. I mean, this is so common now that people say, I'm really sorry that what I said offended you. Like, I'm putting it on them. I'm apologizing because you took my thing wrongly.
Right.
And that's just a very new thing.
I also think, I mean, come on, let's not take everything. And I get it. I don't have eating disorder. But at the same time, just like, come on.
I know.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, too. I hear that. If you see it's affecting somebody, then you just drop it and you go, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
Go ahead. No, but I am sorry.
Kenny, I hear your apology, and I'm sorry that you don't like what I'm saying.
And I'm sorry that you feel sorry that I'm not sorry. All right, sorry, not sorry.
My hand's raised.
I call shade. I was going to say when Aja and Valentina were fighting, and then Aja went over and apologized, and Valentina was like, I accept your apology, but now I got to do my makeup because that's way more important.
I agree. All right.
There were some good lines.
She's charming.
Yeah. So on the runway, we had Rue in her, I call it the Big Bird yellow dress.
Oh my gosh, she looked like Mama from Mama's Family. I was like, what happened?
Rue?
Yeah.
The wig was off.
White hair.
The dress was off.
Yeah. It wasn't my favorite.
Was too white.
And then we had guest judges. I watch Unreal. Does anybody else?
Oh my gosh, yes. And he is adorable.
He is.
I want to watch it. I've never seen it, but it's one of the shows that I would love.
For all of you who watch our show and were so annoyed that one season when I was talking about Unreal all the time, now you see Jeffrey Bauer Chapman.
Rachel's boyfriend, what's his name? The camera
one?
Guy?
Oh, I don't like that guy.
Okay, never mind.
Not doing I liked the nerdy evil guy, and then he was evil.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
the only reason why I don't like his character, Jeffrey Bolren Chapman.
He comes off as cunty. Yeah.
But it's a stereotype. Like,
catch the Unreal after
Buzz. I know. and Naya came back for the judges table. So the drive-by runway, as I like to call it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. One of our fans tweeted me, I think it was supposed to be a slower version of the runway, but it's like geo-blocked or something.
Yeah.
So.
It was already blocked by logo.
Yeah.
What was?
They released the extended runway.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't find it.
I was going to say, someone just said that it was on...
I looked at screen grabs and just did it from there.
Okay.
I didn't even go. I only wrote down the looks from the losing team because I didn't have time. I did go back and did it while they did Untucked.
This was my favorite runway so far.
This was my least favorite.
I just thought of all things to give them to do. Like, I just, and I have an issue with queens coming out in just on panties and underwear anyway. So it was like just a runway of stuff that I'm not a fan of. Right. So I just, it was just so, and the people that I felt like did try to get creative with it and did try to do something different with it got made fun of and told that they didn't fit the challenge. So
when Shay brought it up, announced it first, I thought she said 90s. So I'm thinking TL's T-Boss from last season. So when they started coming out, I was like,
Kenny's all excited. It's like, who knows?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is this? So I didn't write down the first six or the winning team. So if you guys want to do the run drive-by runway,
I'll say their names. Farrah was first.
I thought she looked gorgeous. She always looks gorgeous.
I thought she. I loved the pink hair. I liked it.
Okay, I did write down. She was my favorite.
Alexis was next.
For Farrah, it's what I expected. Like, yeah, that's exactly totally what I would have thought for Farrah. And the lighting on the runway made her hair look blonde. It didn't look pink.
I didn't know until Untucked.
Untucked.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
Alexis was next. What would you say about that?
What did I do?
You were next on the runway, girl.
You were next on the runway.
Ah, shit.
Can I say I'm starting not to like Alexis? Only because she's coming off cunty. And
the producer or the contestant?
No.
Did you hear what he said?
What did I do? What is happening?
Oh my God.
My first day back. What is going on? Love me.
I was about to jump over this table for you, Alexis.
No, I love
it. Thank you, Jay.
I love sexy Lexi. I'm talking about Alexis on the show.
Oh, okay.
She kind of came for the Valentina early in the episode. She's like, I have no tea, no shade, but I think you were misjudged. Which I think that's kind of tacky to say that. And then she in Untucked last week, she was like, I thought I looked great. And I was like, no, compared to other people, you were meh. And again, this week, on this episode, I was like, I didn't even like her outfit.
It was my favorite one she's done. That's what I wrote.
Alexis is the favorite. I loved her hair. I thought her hair and stuff looked really pretty.
Yeah.
It was basic. It was just too basic for me.
Can I put the sausage in my mouth without
cooking? Of course.
Okay.
I said good wig, but I wish her her robe was a little shorter for her proportions that she padded.
Okay.
But that's it.
Okay.
I had nothing.
Next was Aja.
Oh my God, no.
Red?
No. Well, this was better than last week.
No.
I liked that it was red.
No.
I liked that you could tell that like she added some stuff to it to kind of make it look costumey, so I appreciated that. That's all.
I said this was the better makeup than I've seen from her.
Yeah. I
liked your wig, too.
You know, I guess I was just upset that it went so fast. I didn't even pause to, like, I was over it. I watched it twice.
Yeah.
Next.
Next was Valentina.
She's gorgeous.
She was cute.
See, that one probably might have bothered me the most because that it was the type of thing that drives me crazy. To walk out on stage in just a bra and panties and a garter belt. Like, it's just so, like, come on. Like, but I don't know. It was a total thumbs down for me. Total thumbs down. Not saying that she didn't look beautiful. Not, you know, that kind of thing. But no.
I respectfully disagree with you, Mark.
Okay.
I liked it.
The only thing I didn't get was her the underwear pulled over the padding? Like it looked a little strange.
And Untucked it did.
Okay.
When she walked backstage, I didn't pause it when she was on the
I got kind of like a Rose McGowan vibe from her like neck up and I'm a Rose McGowan guy, so it worked for me.
Yeah. Agreed. All right. Next
was Shay Coulee.
I loved her. I think this is the best she's looked.
Yeah, and that wig. Oh, that wig was so good.
Yeah,
and I to take it a step further, her dark skin with the light wig just was perfect. I liked it.
Yeah.
First of all, Pariah Planet. The challenge is to do a naughty 90s. That doesn't mean you just go out and buy a 90 and walk on a runway. I think we can all agree to that. That is not what a challenge makes. It's what you can do with that title. Period.
Also, Mark does drag. I know there have been a lot of people saying, like, why don't you have a drag queen on the panel? Well, Mark does drag.
I do drag.
Yeah.
Period. Done. Love. Next.
All right.
Sasha.
Your tone seems very pointed.
I know, right? I don't remember.
Oh, I love hers.
I love
hers.
I do. She has the pasties.
And she had the flat hair with the fluffy. I liked hers. I thought it was
good.
I thought it was the
She had some good boobs.
I thought it was her best look so far.
Yeah.
Agreed. I can agree with you on that one.
Then Trinity. Oh, did you have?
I agree. But for me, it was more of a, I liked her waist up.
Waist up. Okay.
Someone just asked, why is marketing snippy?
Because you don't write in all capital letters to me and expect me not to respond to that.
That sugar rush from that chocolate.
Now everybody's going to be caps.
I speak in all caps. Trinity is next. I wrote box Halloween costume.
I didn't mind her.
I wrote boo on your tights.
Yeah.
Because her tights were like, I think they cut off at the ankles and I could see a skin tone difference. It bothered me.
Oh, thank you, Eugenio.
For Trinity, I said that it kind of shrunk her, and I wish that she had a character because she was smiling in this like lace, and I kind of wish that she was more sexy walking the run. I wish that she committed to like a character.
Right.
But it felt like it shrunk her to me. Like her body didn't look proportioned.
Okay.
Sorry,
I'm
spinning.
Trinity.
That's all right.
Yeah, just a little. But overall, I thought, in the lip sync, it moved great. Her wig and everything. So yeah.
Okay. So for this next one though, I just want to go around and I want you to read verbatim what you wrote about this next person.
Okay.
I just want to hear exactly verbatim because I know it's all going to be fantastic. Okay. Kenny,
Peppermint.
What did you write for the next one, which is Peppermint?
Yeah.
Verbatim.
What the fuck?
Jackie, what did you write?
I wrote not a nighty.
And then I wrote, are you kidding me? And you wrote,
loved it. No, just, just kidding. I wrote, gave no angle, no clue.
Yeah.
It was awful. And then when she turned around.
And then it was, we could see her hoo-ha from.
Was that it? Because I thought it was just poo-poo.
Well, I think it was, you could see like whatever.
It was junk.
It just looked like a lot of poo-poo.
Yeah. Well, that's a situation.
Good on her because she pulled it back far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awful.
Next was Charlie.
I thought she looked great.
She looked gorgeous.
I wrote that she's, it was basic, but always looks pretty and polished.
Yeah.
I put youthful.
Yeah. She does look a lot younger in drag,
So here's my question to you guys, and not to stop the flow of this, but when they're giving you a list of things to bring, are you rehearsing before? Like, do you make yourself up in each outfit before you even leave for the show? You
like
know
a
what
dress?
I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my costumes?
Would you do that?
I don't usually because it's a lot of padding and stuff to put on. Before.
No, but if
I might try it on.
If they give you a list of 10 outfits.
I do it for the show?
No, would you do it before you even pack your stuff and get on, you know, get in the van to go do the show?
I never got that close, so.
Oh. And you know,
I don't. I sometimes, you know what I do is sometimes, if like, because I can't relate to this because I haven't done it. But if I do an outfit for a show, I don't necessarily put it on. I kind of lay it out and look at it. And sometimes I'll bring a backup just in case once I get it on, it's not what I was expecting. You know, I kind of do that kind of stuff. But
so you think they should bring two outfits?
I mean, I would always, because you never know. Because like Laganja was saying too, you just get a list of naughty nighty.
Right.
You know, whatever the thing is, that's all they know. So once you get there, you're like, oh, it's tying into the challenge. Now I should add bunny ears because it's on Easter. You know what I mean? Like, something like that. You know what I mean? Just, you should be ready for anything.
Just curious. Who's next?
Cynthia.
Okay.
Next.
I loved her wings.
Sorry.
Oh, did you?
I loved her wings, yeah.
Oh, they looked like they just came out of a box. Like,
I agree.
I mean, Courtney Act had, I put, didn't recognize her in a good way.
Yeah.
I said, I got a Demi Lovato. I'm just excited. This was something different for Cynthia. Like, I was happy to see that, but her wings, that was, I wish that she had edited those out.
Yeah.
See, I liked her wings.
I didn't recognize her either.
To me, that sets, it was something that you'll remember.
Okay.
Whereas, when you're just doing nighty after nighty after nighty after nighty, sometimes you
when
get,
Courtney pulled those,
I was gonna say when Jay brought up Courtney Act, and that's what I was thinking. I was like, no one can do wings ever again unless you do it better than her. So
yeah,
meh. Next,
hard. Eureka.
I like the concept. I wasn't crazy about the color.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know,
I loved her whip.
I like the whip. I like the ponytail.
I love her makeup. She
always looks
really
pretty.
Good makeup.
She gives me like a very divine face.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I just put again like the corset, the legs, like we know, and the same hair. I know that I'm happy she's doing a corset for like a nighty, but I want something good. Like I wanted like dig my teeth into these runways.
Well, you know what I think, and the one thing that was said in the whole episode that I think stood out most to me that I agreed with 100% was when Ross said, I yet again disagree with Michelle, and what was happening on this side of the runway is just a different thing that's going on in the bedroom. And I thought that was so spot on.
Yeah.
It was like, you're giving me something that says naughty nighty. I am going to think S&M. I am going to think those kind of things. And I guarantee you there is a woman that goes to bed in a pink corset and pink thigh-high boots. I guarantee it.
And that woman is Mark.
Only Tuesday nights after my facial.
I would have wore nothing because that's what I sleep in.
Nothing. Oh. Yeah.
And finally we have...
Nina Bonina Brown Rodham Clinton.
I love her padding.
That's
something I love the big boobies, tiny waist, big butt.
Yeah, total hourglass.
I didn't realize how tiny the waist was until untucked. Tiny.
One thing I was going to say about her is that they all keep talking about that her makeup doesn't look polished. But I have to say, from what I see, I don't see that.
Yeah.
So maybe up close it looks bad or not polished. But every time she walks out, I'm captivated. I like it. Like, I'm sorry. It's something different. And the fact that they were making fun of it, I was like, no, at least she did something different.
Yes. Yeah, she's out of the
box. Something different, something you can remember.
And she has done a pretty face once already, so it's not like she's just doing that kind of stuff.
And I get the reference or the story with her. Like, Aja last week, I didn't get the volcano from her makeup, but with Nina, I get the skeleton, and I was like, it's like Dia de los Muertos meets Naomi Campbell. Like, it worked for me. Like, it was a mashup, and I was thinking she was thinking, like, Night of the Living Dead. Like, Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it.
I was so on board.
I was a little different.
Okay.
And I love Nina, don't get me wrong, but I was like, oh, okay. I might have skewed with the girls on this one with the makeup. I was like, it was interesting, and it was different. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
Are you getting tired of the big boobs?
I love that kind of makeup,
though. Like, or what's... is there something that you...
No, I can't put my finger on it. Mm-hmm. I can't put my finger on it as I hold my sausage.
I do like that in Untucked, when everybody was talking, she was just playing with her boobs.
Yeah. That'd be me. I'd be able to sleep. Yeah.
Now, early in the episode, though, we kind of got a glimpse into why she was picked last. I think we're not seeing... The audience is not seeing what is going on.
I thought the exact same thing.
She said on one of our videos that she's very introspective and she sometimes keeps to herself. So I think that might have something to do with it.
And I think that when you're doing that too, and I think that that's why they're all like, oh, she's too in her head. But sometimes you got to watch out for those kind of people because they're thinking and they're plotting.
But in a group challenge, do you want somebody who's alive and vivacious or do you want like somebody who's a little bit more introverted?
But she brought it. I thought she was
absolutely
funny. The beef chicken line, I had to rewind it 3-4 times. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, she brought it.
It
was hilarious.
It was funny.
Nina Bonina Louisa May Alcott. Brown.
So the bottom two. So the team not today was the... losing team. Not on today. Shay Coulee. Shay Coulee and Sasha were the winners.
Yep.
Yes.
Which I think if you're picking from that team, then yes.
Yeah.
And they got a year's supply of hamburger Mary's.
I was like, why would you do that?
Next time we go, we're inviting them.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, but their food is not for making you slender.
No, it is not.
I did mention that their food is overpriced.
And I want you to make sure
expensive, not so
check
good
out Jackie's tweet. I did eat a salad.
Yeah, Mark ate a salad.
He did. With a RuPaul's chocolate bar.
With an onion ring chaser. But I did have a salad.
And then the bottom two was Trinity and...
And Charlie.
Charlie Hyde.
I'm really... Okay.
Should they have been the bottom two?
No. Peppermint.
I do think Charlie should have been in the bottom. I agree with Michelle, though. There was something sweet about Peppermint and endearing about Peppermint, even though she messed up. I think... I mean, Aja did really badly to me.
Yeah, but
so,
she got lucky.
Yeah.
Peppermint stumbled and fumbled, and that shit, whatever she wore on the runway... Mm-hmm. And I think, again, we've talked about this before, how much weight the runway has. And because Charlie looked great. Mm-hmm. She had a little slip up in the challenge, but I think Peppermint's performance overall was not so good.
Yeah.
Who?
Peppermint.
Yeah. I think Peppermint was just more charming during the challenge, and that's kind of what saved her. Like, she seemed more, like, alive, and that's kind of what brought her a little bit of a...
I agree with Ryan Age. Peppermint failed both tasks, the runway and the challenge.
Yeah.
Charlie did not.
That's true.
I am disappointed. Like, I did not see... think of that Charlie would go home this early, and I'm really bummed I'm not going to see Joan Rivers. Like,
I would love
to see that.
Everybody in the chat room was saying that maybe they'll bring her back for that, but I don't know.
They performed.
They did.
I want to go.
Well, we'll put that in. We'll put that in.
She performed.
Trinity performed.
She beat that stage.
That was painful.
I will admit that Charlie stuck to her guns and she said, you know what? I'm not a lip singer. I'm not.
Okay.
You're on RuPaul's Drag Race.
And when you're telling me that when you're singing live, you're not performing? What's the difference?
You're just moving your. You're moving with the track.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, well, then sing along with the track. If that's what you need to do, you still don't. Do you stand still and tell kids to get out of your yard? Which was the quote of the week, hands down.
When the back row is yelling, Charlie, do something, like...
Yeah, that's when you knew.
Just at least walk.
No. Did you see the shoes she had on?
Okay.
Yeah.
The other ones kick them off.
Then you have lip sync shoes. Like, I saw that those shoes
like
are
Alaska.
Big.
Like Alaska?
Yeah, but then you do an Alaska. And you
now, here's what I disagree with, though. If I was Trinity and I saw her standing there, I would have been like, oh, well, then why am I dancing so... I would have turned it down about that.
She was out of
like,
heart.
I got this no matter what I do.
I appreciate that Trinity did that because she wanted to show that
I agree.
Well, you know what? And this is why I'm starting to like Trinity. She's sending the message to those other bitches.
Yep.
This is what I can do. If you're going up against me... Better have it.
Yeah. Oh, and that's what I said. That's what I like about her. I mean, I may not like her and want her to win, but I do see the fire. And and at least she was like, you know what? I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to pull everything out that I've got and work the heck out of this box Halloween costume.
Judging from the lip sync last week and this week, I would love to see Trinity and Aja go.
They might. They probably will.
That would be a good.
We saw a murder live on TV.
I was watching it through my fingers
because it was so painful.
I really wish that Charlie had just said, I don't normally do this, but I'm on the show where this is called for and I'm just going to give it my all. And then if she did get eliminated, just go, hey, I tried and it was something new and I did.
Why wouldn't you rehearse it before you go on the show? It's almost like you know this format of the show.
I know.
Well, that's like the bitches
don't sew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on now. It's not a surprise.
I would also like to add that with I said earlier about, I think I asked Mark earlier this season about the age and at what point do you say, you know what, I'm not calling you old, Mark.
Why do I come back?
At what point do you not need to be on Ru's Drag Race?
I liked her point, which is my point.
Is that I take those words back because, and I like what she said. She encouraged older people or people her age.
Stop looking at me. God bless America.
You're just on my eye line.
2 minutes.
To do, okay, gotcha. Already? Do the show and give it their all.
Yeah. I mean, I said it earlier. If you're going to go on, fight for it. Don't go on there and then be like, yeah, that's not what I do.
Well, and if the injury was playing a part of it, at least, I mean, she walked off the stage okay. Like, she walked down the runway. Like, just do what you can and you're limited. Just try.
Did anyone catch when Untucked, when she was walking off, she was like, don't touch me?
Yeah.
Did anybody catch that?
Somebody explained that's like part of a gag she does.
Oh, okay.
Well, she did that in the challenge. She saw Dentette.
Yeah.
I missed that part. Okay. Anything else?
Only other thing I had written down that we didn't talk about was Nina's breakdown on the runway.
How
grateful she was to be there. I did love Charlie. I did love Rue's response. She was like, gosh, if this is how you get when you're happy.
I just, again, I mean, maybe there was something happened prior to the breakdown. I was lost and confused. Nina, where you at, girl?
Yeah.
Explain.
Yeah.
Make Call a comment. Show. I don't understand.
Thank you for joining. It's time to go to commercial.
Outro.
Not yet. Any final thoughts before we wrap it up or go to commercial?
We'll be doing drag not this week, but
two weeks. We're moving from Sunday to Monday for one episode
on May 1st
because we have all of us a lot of us can't be here on the 30th.
DragCon.
So we're doing it on the 1st.
I'm the only one who can be here. So
you guys don't want
to
see
that. They're not firing me, Michael Cox. I'm here to stay.
And so I agree, since I don't have anything else that day, that I will come in drag.
Oh, great. So we'll remind you next week, but we won't be here on April 30th. It'll be May 1st. Final thoughts, Jay?
I'm excited that we're willing down to lesser queens so we can see, let it more. Breathe. I want the show to breathe.
Yeah.
Mark?
Team Nina Bonina Brown. Yeah. That's all I have to say.
Jackie?
Same here, but I want a mini challenge.
Same.
I want mini challenges too. And they should bring back the she-mail. Before we go, where can they find you, Jay?
On Instagram at @don_be_jealous and Twitter @still_jealous. Have a lovely Easter if you celebrate.
Mark?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter @LorraineLove, LorraineLove.
Jackie?
123 Jackie B on all platforms.
And you can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you for joining us. Make your comments. And we will see you next week.
Time to go to commercial.
Go to commercial! Go to commercial!
Do I leave now?
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.